First of all, I want to say I want to thank the church for all you do for me. It seemed like I do nothing for you, but you sure have been good to me across the years, and we're still traveling on. But I intended to bring you the straight word, and you don't expect nothing else, and I know that. But this has been on my mind for a little while, and I want to be I want to preach today, and I'm going to start off with baptism in this chapter. And there's two chapters that I want to maybe play across one another with, and if I start this message today, I want to come back. There's two chapters. One of them starting out with baptism, and the other starting out with a marriage. Now, this baptism, is a spiritual baptism. The marriage is a spiritual marriage. He calls us his bride. He's a husband man, and he calls us. If you've been saved, you're a bride. And I don't intend to get into that today, but I really don't know what I'm going to do with it. But we'll. And then after I preach from these two chapters, I would like to interrupt Ron in his teaching, and I would like to come back, and I'd like to have Sunday school on both chapters. And he can preach that day, and I will teach. And I'm not much of a teacher. I'm not much of a preacher. But I do intend to bring you the straight word of God. And we're going to take up our reading in the sixth chapter of Romans. And you Bible readers, I know you probably know this by heart. But if I can get through it without... my eyes will hold up. We're going to read a portion, and we'll bring you a message from the word of the Lord on baptism. Now, and you can decide where it's really important to be baptized. Sixth chapter. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace might abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is buried is free, is dead, is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he lived unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but live unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey in your lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God. And though that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin has not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin because we are under the, not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. I'm going to stop reading right there just for a little while. And I want you to know today, the Bible said that Jesus died. They took him down from the cross. And he was buried in a grave. And on the third day, he come forth. And he was resurrected from the grave. Today, whenever we are saved, whenever we confess our sins, and that unto him, and he forgives us of our sins, and then we go out and we be buried in a liquid grave, representing the death of Earl and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In whatever we come forth from the liquid grave, representing him, how that he died and rose again. Then he said that we should walk in newness of life. What is newness of life? Being a new creature, being saved, the Bible said that we're saved. Whenever we go out, he said, let not sin reign in your mortal bodies anymore. But he said, we know that this is one body, but we have many members. We have an eye, we have a nose, we have a tongue that speaks, we have arms and legs, every member of our body. The Bible said should be a nishman to the righteousness and that of God. That if we yield to the body of sin, and we cannot be a nishman and that of righteousness unto God. He said he died once upon every road. He lived in that unto God. I listen, the Bible said, to whom ye yield yourself, servants to me, his servant ye are, whether of sin unto death, or whether of righteousness, and that unto God.
Now let's go on just a little bit further. And sometime I will come back and pick up some of the scripture that we read. The Bible said in the 7th chapter, I listened down about the 23rd verse, and it said, but I see another law in my members. I warn against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death? This death, I thank God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then, with the mind of myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Is what are you saying, preacher? The Bible said, I see another law in my members. We've been saved, baptized, and walking in newness of life as a new creature. Old things have been put away, but a new thing, and all things is of God. What then shall we say? Brother, let me break it down just a little bit. So often, whenever I know I should do good, Paul said, evil is always present. There's another law in my members. I listen, whenever my righteousness of my heart, I know to do good. Brother, listen, whenever it comes church time, when the Lord has provided a place to come and worship Him, whenever the time comes to go to the house of the Lord, listen, there's another law in my mind that tries to think of all the many reasons we shouldn't go. Listen, there's a warfare going on. The flesh wars against the soul, and the soul, the law of God, wars against the flesh. So then, to whom we yield ourselves to obey His service, we are every time that God would have us to do something good. We think of all the many reasons why we shouldn't do it. I try to get us to go back and try to justify ourselves why it's all right for us to do that. Brother, the Bible said the sin is going to wake up in hell. There's a living, burning hell that waits the coming of them that is disobedient unto the law of God. And the law of God, the Bible said, he delighted in the law of God and walked day after day. Paul said, wretched man that I am, whenever the law of sin will lead you and me into the captivity of sin. It catches us and leads us out of the church. It leads us. Listen, we all think we're justified to do all matters of things whenever deep down we know better. But it's up to us to obey the laws of righteousness. You know, we got into this a little last Sunday, whenever we talked about the commandments of God. He wrote a new covenant for us. Brother, he said, I will write them in your heart. I will put my law in your mind. And even when we were lost, I we know better. We know not to steal. We know not to kill. And do all things that's contrary to the righteousness of God. We knew better because there's two laws in our beings. The flesh will lead us forever. Oh, listen. You don't need to go to the house of God. But I want to tell you today, that the baptism of the Lord Jesus Christ may be far above the need that we allow ourselves. It's very important to think about it. But listen, the house of God is important to think about it. The devil will lead you off somewhere else. I'm just telling you from the straight word of God in Revelation the 22nd chapter. He said even Jesus after he was crucified raised from the dead and went back to the Heavenly Father and he made this statement and I believe it with all of my heart. He said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I didn't say in the world. And I'm scared to death. What if he wanted to talk to me in the church? I try about 10 and I'm not there.
Mm-hmm.
A lost opportunity. We'll send our soul to hell. Mm-hmm. You believe I preach you the truth.
Amen.
I'd like to hear from you. Listen, it's important. We need to wake up because we're at the threshold of eternity. Listen, whether death gets us here of the rapture will.
That's right. Right, brother. Preach.
I asked a question last Sunday. You expect me to preach you the Word of God, hands one up everywhere. Listen, it's time, it's high time. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the bondage of sin? Nobody but Jesus who bled and died for us. I can deliver you out of sin. I can deliver you out of the flesh. Wars against the Spirit of God. I can point you to one that will and can. He's able. But it's all up to the individual. His day is all. How determined you are to go to heaven. How determined am I to go to heaven. Listen, I've got to have Jesus with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I enjoy going out and enjoying time whenever it comes time to go and serve God. I want to be there. I believe Moses, he refused to be called a Pharaoh's son. He enjoyed being with God's people for a season. It's a time that God has set apart and put a place that we can come and worship Him. How important this is for you. Listen, the Bible said, And that this other mind, this other law, would lead me into the captivity of sin. Nobody is intended to serve sin, but it's so easy to just be led astray. Listen, thinking this is all right, knowing what we should be doing. Where's it going to lead us to? Then who's going to deliver us out of the bondage of sin? Listen, you know where you're at today, I don't. But he said when we come forth from the baptized and we walk in the newness of life, Jesus said when we come put on the whole armor of God, we was a new creature, old things have passed away, behold, all things become new, we can play around with sin, and get in the captivity of sin, who will deliver us, nothing but nobody, through repentance, is the only way, that Jesus will reach down, and bring us out of captivity of sin. Listen. You agree with me? Huh? How about it? It's important that we serve God.
That's right.
Listen. The starting of the next chapter talking about a marriage. A woman. She's bound to her husband as long as she lives. He lives. When we was it took when he took us on as his bride, we're bound to him as long as we live, and we play around with somebody else, we commit adultery, a spiritual adultery against Jesus. Listen, how can I commit a spiritual adultery, preacher? I just play around with the devil.
There you go.
And that's all it takes.
Yes.
You think Jesus is pleased with that?
No.
You better get into the Word. Don't take my word for it. Just get into the Word. 6th and 7th chapter.
That's right.
We'll tell you all about it. How about it? You want to go to heaven?
Amen.
Yeah, preacher, I want to go. Beyond all costs, I want to make heaven. I'm going to die one day. They're going to lower me down. But you know what? My spiritual being will never see the grave. If I die saved, if I die in the arms of Jesus, the Bible said, blessed is they that die in the Lord. From henceforth, they shall live again. Listen, if I leave this world, I go through the doorway of death. I lift my eyes up. I've been in the arms of Jesus. He's not slack concerning his promise. It's critical. We got loved ones lost. What are we doing about it? We got people that we come in contact with. And you know what? This other law that bring you into captivity, sin, I don't you say nothing in front of them. Well, they get mad. You just keep your mouth shut. And the Lord trying to get you to say something. No, Lord, maybe tomorrow. Maybe next week. I'm just telling you like it is. Next week may be too late. It's time that we wake up out of sleep. We come forth and walk in newness of life. One of these days, I'm going to sit down. We're going to have a Bible study on the two laws that's in your body, that's in my body. Now, if you're lost, you're going to have one. Everything is of the devil. When you're saved, you got the law of knowledge. It's there. But a lost man belongs to the devil. Whenever we got saved, repented of our sin, we belong to God. And he's a very jealous God. He don't want us to dunk around somebody else.
He don't want us drifting around with the devil who will take our soul to hell. But he bled and died that we might have life and have it more abundant.
That's right.
I know that I do a bad job trying to explain things. I know that one day, if I continue, I believe this with all of my heart, they that continue endearing, one day he will say, come up here and live with me. Lord, I tell you what, when I look over on the other side and see all the family, all the loved ones that's going on and waiting for my coming, my, I'll be glad that I suffered in this world and I'm going home to be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have one change. You do whatever you want to with it. That's your choice. That's my choice. What did Robert say? But for me and my house, what are we going to do? We're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Melissa, come to the piano. You believe I preach you the truth. I'd like to hear from you. You know, we sit and we choke back the testimony. We kill our own blessings. If you got hope of eternal life, let everybody know it.
Amen.
Listen. Are we so far down in the captivity of sin, we can't lift our voice up to Jesus and thank Him for what He's done for us as we stand? If you need to pray, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. He's faithful and just and will forgive us if we ask Him. If we ask Him. I come short. Yeah, I come short. But He's faithful and He knows my situation. But whenever I just slothful around, take day after day, and whatever happens is going to happen, I'm going to wake up with a rude awakening one day. How about it? Are we living exactly where we need to live? Or to be able to get a hold of God then? Ask God to go to them loved ones that's lost and undone. If He tells you to, go to them yourself. He prepared a sanctuary. He prepared a place that we could come and worship Him. That we could gather. We together and give Him the praise, honor, and glory. I don't know what goes on in your mind, but that's what the Word of God said, and I delivered to you the best that I could. And I don't know nothing else to do but to leave it with you and God. But I'm anxious to come back one day and pick up where I left off. Oh, Paul said, I see another law in my members. It brings me down to the captivity of sin. But you man that I am. You're clear with the Lord. I'm so proud of you. But I feel like you walk closer to the Lord than I do. I just want to deliver you the word. Give you an opportunity to do with it whatever you want to. You say, I don't know why you feel. I don't know where you're at with the Lord. But the Lord does.
That's right.
And you do. And that's all that matters.
Yes.
I know where I'm at.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. You know, we used to have testimony services. One couldn't wait till another and shut up till they could testify. Or maybe two or three testify at the same time. I believe they were moved by the power of God.
Amen.
But oh, that other law. Hey, Ron, he's going to testify. He can say it better than I can. I just let him go ahead. That's all the devil needs of you.
That's right.
That's all the devil needs. So, I'm going to turn the service over to you. Anybody got a word?